Here's Chick on stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. Taking a look at Pat Pagano's tri-state forecast, cloudy and humid today, showers and thunderstorms continue off and on, mid-70s, showers and possible thunderstorms tonight, mid-60s, for Friday, showers and storms, 65 to 70 on Saturday, more of the same, cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms, 65 to 70, and the outlook for Sunday, some sun with scattered showers or a thunderstorm, 75 to 80. We'll get the full details on that tri-state forecast from Pat in just a few minutes. In a story in this morning's Republican American by Ruth Epstein, the proposed erection of a cell tower at Wake Robin Inn property on Sharon Road in Lakeville brought one statement during the Connecticut Siting Council public communication portion on Tuesday. The comment period was held in the evening following testimony earlier in the day by representatives of New Singular Wireless, the company applying to construct, maintain, and operate the 100-foot telecommunications facility. The entire hearing was held remotely. Heidi Holler, speaking for Matthew Asinari, was a budding property owner who could not attend, gave a list of reasons for their opposition. Among them, the tower would be harmful to the town's natural beauty, permanently altering skyline and vistas. They also contend the tower would decrease surrounding property values, citing research he'd done that shows 30 homes around Lakeville Lake would be affected, are valued at more than $1 million. The plan calls for the two companies to install their equipment on the tower at this time. Representatives said if the tower was lowered by 10 feet, it would make it difficult for other companies to add on because they'd be too close to the trees. Out of Cornwall, First Selectman Gordon Ridgway said there are no available rental units left in town. Quote, there are none. They are gone. That shows how important this work and this committee are, end quote. He said that during a meeting at the Cornwall Housing Committee on Monday. It's unclear how many private rental units are in town, but Cougarman Village has 18 low-income units, and Bonnybrook, which is for seniors only, has 10, with none available for rent. The committee urgently continues its mission to come up with a five-year plan to increase affordable housing, which the state is seeking from all towns. The planning consultant suggested the group look at its stated goals, which include enabling the town's children to live in Cornwall and seniors to downsize or age in place. Members also don't want to see their neighborhoods burdened with housing costs, and they'd like to encourage diversity. In Great Barrington, a cleanup of a prominent toxic waste site is underway, and town officials are prioritizing two more of the town's languishing and polluted properties for cleanups that they hope will somehow lead to something new. They also plan to hold a community meeting this summer to discuss these sites with the public. This month, the contractor for the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency removed polluted soil from Reed Cleaner's site on Main Street. The agency sampled it as workers dug it out of the rear of the storefront to see how much more is needed to be removed. And now the town is waiting for a final report with the results, according to the town planner. He spoke to the select board at its goal-setting meeting on Monday. He also said the town is prioritizing work to clean up Cook's Garage and what's known as Carpenter's Variety site on Main Street between Berkshire Community College and Searles Castle. The location has housed a number of businesses through the years, including a BP gas station that state documents say leaked gas from an underground tank. State employees in Connecticut who had been working from home under temporary COVID-19 work rules are returning to their workplaces effective today. The state is reverting to pre-pandemic telework rules that only allow eligible employees to work up to 50% of their workload from home. In mid-May, Governor Lamont announced a return to the old telework rules beginning July 1st because of the improving public health conditions in the state's COVID-19 outbreak. Also in Connecticut, Governor Lamont announced yesterday a new program that allows for children to receive free admission to the state's museums during the 2021 summer months. Some of the participating museums include Connecticut Science Center, Beardsley Zoo, Maritime Aquarium, Mystic Aquarium, and Mystic Seaport Museum. There are more than 90 museums that are participating in the program this year. The program was initially proposed by the governor earlier in the year and is being funded by some of the proceeds the state received from the COVID Recovery Fund. The program runs from July 1st to September 6th and applies to children ages 18 and younger. Those that qualify must be accompanied by at least one adult. Kent Safety Committee has their regular meeting coming up today at 1:15. Tonight, the Sunset Music Series continues in North Canaan at the VFW on Route 7 from 6 till 9 p.m. Food, cars, motorcycles, music, and fun. It's rain or shine. Tonight's entertainment, BRB, Rainy Blues. Coming up in Sharon tonight, the Park and Recreation Commission has a meeting scheduled for 6:15. In Ankrum, a planning board meets tonight at 7 p.m. Fridays on the Greens in Norfolk, Connecticut. There's something special each Friday evening on the Green. Coming up tomorrow, Family Crafts presented by the Norfolk Lion Volunteer Ambulance at 6:30. In Cornwall on July 3rd from 10 a.m. till 3 p.m., the Historical Society exhibit Map Stories, opening the Cornwall Historical Society at 7 Pine Street in Cornwall. The exhibit Map Stories, select maps from Cornwall's Historical Society collection. It opens for the summer on Saturday from 10 until 3. Meanwhile, on Saturday from 10:30 till 12:30, it's music in West Cornwall at the Wish House. It's the original farm market, 10:30 to 12:30, and there'll be lively jazz celebrating American song. Fête de Fleurs 2021 from Berkshire Botanical Garden taking flight on Saturday from 5 till 8 p.m. For more information, berkshirebotanical.org on the web. The Hamlet Committee in Hillsdale presents Hillsdale Flea, a Hamlet Park at Hillsdale, New York, southwest of Routes 22 and 23 intersection on Saturday from 8 a.m. till 3 p.m. $10 early bird admission at 8 a.m. Admission is free after 9. There's something for everybody. Vintage furniture, housewares, antiques, clothing, crafts, toys, and bric-a-brac. The rain date is July 4th from 8 a.m. till 3 p.m. More information at 518-938-1400. Sharon Pharmacy celebrating 60 years in business with a big celebration on Saturday, July 3rd at the Sharon Pharmacy in the Sharon Shopping Center, beginning at 11 o'clock, going throughout the day. We'll be there live from 11 until 2. We'll have our gift certificate table there. There'll also be entertainment with a band. There'll be hamburgers, hot dogs, chips, and soda. A grand prize of a $100 gift certificate. A prize for the winner of the kids Pin the Jacket on Ed Hecox. All day giveaways, prize drawings, stuffed gift bag, and more. You do not be present to win, and you do not need to make a purchase. On Sunday, the transfer station for Salisbury Sharon will be closed. A field day outdoor exhibit reception takes place on Saturday from 4 till 6 p.m. with all proceeds assisting the Sandusfield Arts Center. Admission is pay what you can. A suggested donation of $20 per person. More information, log on to sandfieldartscenter.org. In case of inclement weather, the event will then be held on July the 4th. On July 3rd, once again, firewalks are back at Lime Rock Park with no COVID restrictions. The Salisbury Rotary Club presents the fireworks, and admission is $20 per car or $5 per person walking in. Infield and outfield gates open at 6. All concession stands will be open. Bring your lawn chair and picnic blanket and enjoy the night. Fireworks will be shot off around 9:15 to 9:20. The gates open at 6. Please, no pets allowed on premises. The Aston Magna Foundation on Main Street in Great Barrington presents a series of free online summer concerts. The Three French Masters performing selections on Saturday, July 3rd at 7 p.m. Donations are welcome. More information, log on to astonmagna.org. 4th of July fireworks coming up in Dutchess County. On July 3rd at Dutchess Stadium, family-friendly evening starts with the screening of a movie, National Treasure, capped off with a fireworks show. The Hudson Valley Renegades will be playing away that weekend, 6:30. Tickets are $15 at Dutchess County Stadium on Route 9D in Wappingers Falls. MILB.com/Hudson Valley. Now, not all the other shows are going on normally. There's fireworks displays in the city of Poughkeepsie. Their annual show from their vantage point along the walkway over the Hudson will not be held this year. There will also not be shows in Newburgh or Rhinebeck area, amongst others. Now, on Sunday, July 4th at 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. is the second annual Great Berkshire Scavenger Hunt. Solve clues, discover sites in Berkshire County, and maybe win some prizes. More information and to register at eventbrite.com/great-Berkshire Scavenger Hunt. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken. You'll find them at interlakenin.com and also on Facebook and Instagram. Also underwritten by Salisbury Bank and Trust, salisburybankandtrust.com. And underwriting support from Vialli Insurance, 75 Main Street in Lee, insuring seasonal and secondary homes in the Berkshires since 1912, 413-243-0347, on the web, Vialliinsurance.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off today at 34,502.51, the NASDAQ at 14,503.95, and the S&P 500 at 4297.50. We'll take a look at that tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.